One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if the spirit that visits you isn't terrifying, it's just more like familiar?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening today. If you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, that would be awesome. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like, no commercials and advanced episodes and access to the thousands of episodes in the archive, you could become a premium subscriber. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories, ghostpodcast.com, or Apple Podcasts. Kathy Gordon, how are you doing today?
Well, okay. I have kind of a funny story for our people that do Wordle. And yes, if you don't you do Wordle, I would be surprised you don't know at least about it. But just briefly, it's just a little puzzle game that tries to get you to guess a five-letter word. This is almost something like we used to do in school, right? Guess this word, and you know, and it'll tell you if you get a letter correctly. It'll tell you if it's in the right place, or if it's a correct letter, it's just in the wrong place. And then from there, you just deduce.
And it's really more about sharing it with the people you love.
And every night, Carol sends me her Wordle.
And I send it to you, to Harper, and to Kate, your daughter.
Yes, and then I do the same, except I haven't been sending mine to Harper, but I could. But I send it to you, and you go, oh, good job. You know, it's like we pat ourselves on the back. Look how smart we are. Or other days, it's like, whoa, I squeaked that out, or I didn't get it at all, or whatever. I don't know. But the other night, I typed in a word, and I believe the word was trial, because, you know, those are some pretty good letters. Yeah. You can rule out in, you know, those, because those are often used letters. Mm-hmm. The only one that came up was a T. Everything else was wrong, and even the T was in the wrong place. So I said to myself, self, right? I said, what is something that you like? And I thought for a minute, and I wrote in G-O-G-H-O-S-T, ghost. It was right.
I know. It was funny because you sent it to me, and you got it on the second guess. I got it on the third, and I was like, I'm feeling good about myself. And then I'm like, wait, how the hell do you get it on the second
guess? How do you
guess?
Go from one letter that's in the wrong place to the right word?
Like, yeah, it was quite impressive.
Hilarious. I was just like, but it was so funny. The word was ghost.
And I'm so strange with Wordle that because I want to, I one time I got it in one guess.
I got it in one guess once too.
And that was Thanksgiving and it was feast and that just made sense. And so
yeah,
I put in feast.
You can kind of do that like on Mother's Day if you think of
it. And apparently a bunch of people complained about that. So I don't think they're doing those sorts of things these yeah. days. But so like I'll be watching TV and I just wait or I'm reading an article. I just wait till I come across a 5-letter word and that's the one I use. So it could be a really bad word like stuff, you know, or something like
well,
I'm going to give it a shot.
I think you stand a better chance at getting the word in one thing
exactly.
than you do my way. Because my way, I pick words that have a lot of vowels and similarly like raise or trial or, you know, something like that. Okay, that'll knock out a lot of commonly used letters, right?
Yes.
But it's probably not the word.
Yeah, so I'm
going for the knockout.
Like, I hate it when the word I hear is fuzzy. I'm like, ah, shit.
Oh, what the hell was with that, right?
Like, then I got to use fuzzy as my first word. I'm like, chances is two Z's being in there.
Know, and here's the other thing. My next complaint is, is admin really a word?
Yeah,
I think it's an abbreviation for administration. Do you think?
But it was a word the other day.
I don't think it's really a word.
And I ended up guessing it just because I had nothing else
to guess.
I did
too. I had just exhausted everything. I got it. But I was like, nah. I think new rules. Wordle has
make
to
it
be
a
word.
Make it actual
a real
word.
Word.
But it was funny. I was so proud of myself getting Ghost in 3. And you got Ghost in 2.
But if you guys play Wordle, let us know. Because
yes.
we can...
You can text us.
We will send you a pat on the back, too.
You can text us.
We will tell you how
every night I'll get hundreds of people's, like,
yeah. every
oh my
night
God,
we'll
shit.
Tell you, you are wonderful. Look at you. You go. You know.
Well, let's go to a ghost story. And this one is from our favorite city, Chicago.
We love Chicago, and there's a lot of ghosts there.
Mm-hmm. And we go there every single year to
We're
Chicago.
We're going in August.
Uh-huh. Our Cubscation, as we affectionately call it. And they're playing so good. Anyway, but here's the story. It says, I grew up on the south side of Chicago. Let me tell you, there's something about those old bungalows that just holds on to memories. Some good ones, some not so easy to explain. I was maybe 6 or 7 when this happened. I'm in my late 50s now. But this night is still burned into my brain like it happened last week. It all started when I spent the night at my grandma's house. My grandpa was away on a hunting trip, and grandma didn't like being alone, so I stayed with her. Not unusual. She'd cook for me, and she'd spoil me, and we'd watch old shows on her tiny black and white TV until bedtime. The house was small, a classic Chicago bungalow with just 2 bedrooms, a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, and basement. Nothing fancy, but it was full of warmth, .. most of the time. Now, if you've ever stepped into a house from the 50s or 60s, you know what I'm talking about when I say plastic furniture covers.
Oh, that is so funny.
And now, I would think anybody who was born like in the 70s, they wouldn't even know what that is. But it's so funny.
Do we need to explain it?
Well, let's see. She does a little bit of explaining.
Okay,
she
let
says,
her explain it.
Her whole living room was wrapped in those things, and the floors covered in those clear plastic runners with the little nubby grips on the underside. They made a crackling pop sound when you stepped on them, especially at night. Okay, she doesn't describe it really well. So back like in the 60s and 50s, people like our grandma, they
our
really,
mom.
She wasn't as, yeah, like we
she
had
did.
in our car, like it was all covered with plastic because they didn't want anything spilling on the furniture. So everything was freaking covered in plastic.
Yeah,
but it had kind of these little bubbles on it. So if you sat on it very long, it was like all back of your legs were all bubble looking.
Yeah, it left the imprint on your legs to where you were all bubble, like little squares all over you.
But it's just so funny. They wanted their things to be nice. So they just looked at them all day with plastic coverings on them to keep them nice, which is just strange. Because it wasn't like they were easy to get on or off either.
The closest thing you can relate it to is if you brought home a new sofa with plastic on it and you just left the plastic.
A thick plastic.
Yeah, who does
that? So, and back then, like, not even cars, all cars had air conditioning. So sitting on that frickin' plastic was hot and sweaty, so then you'd have to put a towel down. Yeah, so you could sit on the frickin' plastic.
That's right. But that was before we had seatbelts, too. So
yeah, we didn't have any of those. So that's kind of what that was. It was a thing. And so I always kind of think of it now as they were just protecting the resale value. So they tried to sell it. It's like, it is in pristine condition.
Okay, as much as we want to bitch, which is why mid-century modern furniture is in such great shape today.
It's true. Because nobody ever sat directly on the fabric.
That's right.
So it says, I was sleeping in what used to be my dad's room. It never felt like a guest room. It looked like someone still lived there. The twin bed was made up tight, dresser drawers closed but full. And on top of that were my dad's old colognes and combs, like he might walk in at any minute. The closet door didn't latch properly, so it always hung open just a crack. Inside, my grandpa's suits and jackets were lined up neatly, and hanging on the inside of the door was one of those canvas shoe organizers with his dress shoes inside. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I used to stare at that shoe bag before falling asleep. That night, I woke up needing to go to the bathroom. I hated getting up in the dark. Those stupid plastic floor runners made it sound like someone was behind me every step of the way. You knew it was just the plastic sticking and unsticking from the carpet, but when you're a little kid in a dimly lit house with streetlight shadows dancing across the blinds, it's a different story. I bolted down the hallway to the bathroom like I was being chased, slammed the door shut, did my business, braced myself for the run back. Of course, once I got back in bed, I would lay there wide awake, my heart racing, and then it happened. At first, I thought I was imagining it, but I know what I saw. The closet door opened slow and silently, and a man stepped out. But not a real man. He was shaped like one, average height, average build, but completely black. No features, no clothes that I could see, just a silhouette. But I wasn't scared. Not really, I just froze. My eyes followed him as he walked around the bed, completely silent. There was no plastic popping beneath his feet, no creak from the old wood floors, nothing. He leaned over me and pulled the blanket up to my chin, just like a parent tucking in a child. Then he stood there at the foot of the bed for maybe 3 or 4 seconds, just watching. Then he turned and walked out of the room. That was it. He was gone. I sat there for what felt like forever, just waiting to hear the plastic runners in the hallway, but there was nothing. Eventually, I worked up the nerve to bolt out of bed and wake up my grandma. I told her everything, the man in the closet, how he tucked me in, how he didn't make a sound. She didn't laugh. She blinked at me like she was trying to decide what to say. The next morning, the whole family heard about it. My dad searched the house from top to bottom, thinking maybe someone had broken in and hidden in the closet. But nothing was out of place. The doors were locked, windows sealed. There wasn't a smudge anywhere. Nothing had been stolen. Nobody heard a thing. Years later, my grandma told me the reason I'd stayed over that night in the first place was because grandma had been feeling uneasy. She'd heard strange noises in the house earlier that week and didn't want to be alone while grandpa was gone. She never told me that when I was a kid, probably didn't want to scare me more than I already was. The family chalked it up to a weird coincidence. Some thought maybe it was a burglar who chickened out and tried to sneak in quietly. Others said, I must have dreamed it, but I know better. You don't remember dreams in the kind of detail 60 years later. I remember the way the light came through the blinds and the way the shadow man moved. I thought about it a lot over the years. Maybe it was a ghost. Maybe someone watching over me. I mean, he didn't try to scare me. He didn't even speak. He just tucked me in. But it's kind of funny because most ghost stories are terrifying. And that's what makes it stick with you. Mine was just quiet. And maybe it was because it was so subtle, it just felt so real. After my grandparents passed, the house was sold to a new family. I've always wondered if the new owners ever saw him, or maybe it was just me. Not sure who wrote that in. You know, it is interesting because There's no talk of really anything other than the grandma feeling uneasy that week, but it's not like the house was notoriously haunted or anything. Kind of seems like a one-off.
Sort of. I can't help but feel there's more to this story.
Because it does seem like a loving spirit. You know, it just was tucking her in.
It does. And, you know, we were talking about that recently in an episode that, you know, not everything is, you know, terrifying, demonic, blood, you know. It's not always that. It might be unnerving or a little scary because it's unusual or it's, you know, you don't know what it is. But we have had some, like I had that one time where I felt something, you know, lean over me and, you know, kind of pull the hair out of my face, you know. But it was done in such a weirdly loving way. And it did spook me, but I sat up and I'm looking around. I don't see anything. But yet I wasn't just terrorized because it felt like such a loving gesture that someone would do. Same thing here. It feels like a shadow figure, the way it's described. Don't you feel like that?
Yeah, because the way she talked about it being all black and couldn't see a face or clothes or anything.
But said it was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Did not say it was a woman.
Definitely felt male.
Mm-hmm. So at least it felt that way. And, you know, I think she makes another good point. She says, you know, no. You know, 60 years later, it's still that vivid. You know, I've had a lot of dreams, and I don't think 60 years later I go, oh my gosh, you know, this feels very real. And the fact that she'd run down to the bathroom. The other thing I thought was very interesting, too, was she made a point to discuss the sound when everyone walked in the house because of those silly vinyl plastic runners we used to use and how they would kind of crunch and make a noise when you walked on them, but it didn't when this figure walked around on them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I definitely think this was for real. Something came out of that closet. Something was in the room. And I can't remember when it went out. Did it go out of the bedroom or back in the closet?
It went out, I think.
Went out of the bedroom. See, it feels like we always are afraid of closets, but it feels like this is something kind of around the house that grandmother had been hearing some things. You know, we don't know. Maybe grandmother saw things. You know, there might have been something going on that we don't know about. Maybe someone in the family had recently passed away. Like, there's a lot of things as a child at 6 or 7 you don't know, and nobody's going to tell you. Nobody's going to tell that child when they came to stay with grandma, oh, yeah, by the way, grandma's been hearing weird things and is creeped out. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's going to say that to you. And so even if they would have all looked at each other and thought, you know, something's going on. They're not going to tell you that at 6 or 7 years old.
You know. Maybe it was a ghost that just kind of stopped by for a while. You know, hung out, scared grandma a little bit.
Maybe. I can't help but feel there's a bigger story here.
Well, obviously, this poor person still doesn't know the bigger story to this day.
I hate that
60 years later.
But you know what? I always hope that has always been my wish, that when I die, I find out, like, okay, who was behind that door that night when I was too scared to open it? Or who did do this thing, right? Or what was that? Like, I think it would just make so many things fall in place for me, right? If I get all those questions answered. And so I hope that someday you get the answer to this one too, because I just have a feeling there's more to this story. I think maybe some people did suspect something.
Well, thank you for that one. Let's go to this call.
Hey guys, my name is Amber and I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I wanted to share, probably I've had a lot of experiences in my life, but probably my favorite one is the one where my grandmother went from a very, she was a very big non-believer in that kind of, stuff. She, yeah, so there was a time in her life that she actually started believing in that was, I was probably around, I would say probably 11 or 12, and I was over at her house one day, and I was just chilling in the living room watching TV, and she was in the dining room sitting at the table just doing something, I don't know, but she eventually came into the living room and told me to turn off the TV because she wanted to show me something, and so turned off the TV, and she shows me this picture and asks me what I, if I notice anything about it. And I look at the picture, and it's just, you know, a picture of an older house that somebody was sitting out front of and took a picture of. And I was like, yeah, just told her that. That was all I saw. And she said, look closer. And I kept looking and couldn't see anything until finally she pointed in the area of a picture and said, what do you see right here? And then it took me a little bit for my eyes to adjust. But then finally I saw, my eyes started seeing the outline of a figure, which turned into, you know, a man waving and leaning against something. And I was like, okay, now I'm seeing it. That's really creepy. What is this? Where did you get this? And she actually told me that her and her sister had went to this house that was actually their house when they were kids, that them and the family lived in. And they went back there not too long ago and took, you know, a bunch of pictures around the place, you know, reminiscing and whatnot. And that was one of the pictures. And, you know, she had just been sitting at the dining room table going through them, looking at them because she had just gotten them back. And she saw that. And it was really creepy. I wish I still had the picture to this day, but I don't, and I don't know where it is. My grandmother is, she's passed away now, so I never got to ask her where that was and if I could keep it or whatever. But, yeah, very, very creepy. And every time that I looked at it after my eyes finally made out what it was, you could clearly see him just standing there, man waving, leaning up against something on the porch of that house. But the creepiest thing about it all is that, you know, after she finished telling me that that was their house, they were taking pictures, everything, she got very teary-eyed, and she was like, you know, I have never in my life believed in ghosts. I've always, you know, she's never had any experiences before. She's just always, you know, written it off as something else in her mind, if, you know, if anything. So she's always been a very big skeptic. But she, you know, and she said that, and she said, but seeing this has really changed me. And she got teary-eyed, and she was like, because I really feel like that's my dad on that front porch, that was my dad there on that front porch waving back at us. And that's when, you know, I got major chill bumps when she said that to me. And I was like, just speechless, you know, because what do you say? And she's like, so, yeah, she said that she really believes that that was her father there at their house that they used to live in as kids way back in the 30s, you know. And there he was, you know, when they snapped that picture there on the front porch waving at them. So really, really creepy, but very, very cool. But, you know, my favorite kinds of stories, experiences are the ones where people that were very big skeptics become believers. So not a very long story, but I just thought it would be cool to share with you guys, and I hope to hear it on your podcast. So, yep. Thank you.
I think that's interesting that she took the picture and she thinks it's her dad.
Well, I am a fan of skeptic to believer stories, mm-hmm. too. They're usually pretty chilling. I'm wondering, she said this happened when she was 11 or 12. I'm not sure how old Amber is now. you know, is this 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 30 years ago? I'm not sure how long this has been. She said her grandmother's now died. The pictures are gone, which is
shame.
My question in this, I'm wondering, and I'm assuming it is because of grandmothers at that time, is film and not digital.
Right. It had to have been.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because they were printed out, and we don't usually print out our digital pictures very much anymore. But with that said, I do think it's been a while since we've had a good photography, photograph sort of story. And, you know, it was when we had film that something could possibly superimpose on it. You know, something could be left over from something else and end up on it, depending on the development of it. You know, there are different things I think can happen with that. But if something looks like it, see, if it came from another picture somehow, is what I'm thinking, and put on there, it would be as if it didn't really belong right there. Does that make sense? Like if you, I don't know, a kid throwing a football or something. Mm-hmm. It would be like, where did that, you know? But this appears as if he belonged there on the porch. Like he was the appropriate proportions, aligned with the house correctly, sitting there in the chair or whatever. Does that make sense? That mm-hmm. he belonged there. So I think that's a little different than something superimposed. This feels like this was something truly there.
Well, and I also think it matters because the grandma, you know, she saw it.
She saw it and she feels it.
And then the caller saw it too. And mm-hmm. it is something, you know, we talk about frequently. People are like, look at this picture and the person in the window. And I'm like, what person in the window?
Yeah.
And I don't see it. But this one, she definitely saw it. It's one of the, it sounds like one of those things. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and I just love the fact that grandma thought it was her dad.
Yeah.
I think
but,
that's
you know,
beautiful.
I would think if it was something from another, whatever, it would be the wrong proportions. It wouldn't even fit there.
Right.
Right. This seems like he's just sitting in the chair.
Yeah. Too bad, though, that she doesn't still have the picture.
I know.
It's like, what happened to it? Like, where did grandma's pictures go?
Like, you're going, that's the stuff you think, man, I wish I had that thing, you know?
Yeah. Because, and I know after our grandma died, we had cousins going through her house and stuff. And I don't know where a bunch of things went to.
Right, but from the funeral to the house.
Oh, God. They literally did. And people were holding up stuff. Does anybody want this? Does anybody? I was like, oh, my God. We just left this service.
That makes me want to throw up.
But it'd be nice to still have that picture because it made such an imprint on her.
Right.
You know, all these years later. Yeah. I thought that one was really good.
Exactly.
So if you have a real ghost story like that, let us hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Be a premium subscriber if that sounds like something you want to do. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the complete archive. It's big. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.